Mishnah Ches. This is going back to our question about what you raised before about the what's with Chassanim saying Kriya Shema. So this Mishnah says a Chassan im ratzel lekros Kriya Shema laila rishon kore. A Chassan, if he wants to read Kriya Shema, if he thinks he can do it with Kavana, he's welcome to. That's the Tana Kama. You're allowed to try it. Okay. Now, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the son of Rabban Gamliel, Omer, lo kol arut litolos Hashem yitol. Not everyone who wants to take the name can take it. No, just don't be so cavalier and think you could do it. There's a reason why Chazal said you couldn't do it. Not everyone's up for the challenge. The Tana Kama says, if you think you could, give it a whirl. He says, one second. It's now I'm going back to that language of mechzikiyura. Don't kid yourself. Unless you are known to be real, heavy-duty tzaddik, so then it looks ridiculous for you to start thinking Kriya Shema. Everyone knows that you're potter, and who you think you are. That's his response. Now, the halacha is actually sort of inverted today. Instead of saying, it's mechzik yura, looks arrogant to try to say Shema, we say just the opposite. We say, listen, who are you kidding? Everyone knows when you say Shema, your mind wanders. So who are you trying to kid and say that, oh, tonight you can't have kavana. Every other time, of course you could, but just not tonight. So we say, everyone, do the best you could, just like every night, do the best you could. And that's the halacha. Of course, the chassan says Kriya Shema even on the night of his wedding.